The Ohio River had risen more than 12 feet in 30 hours, and the icy water was moving fast. As a fleet of 27 barges sat waiting for the right conditions to get towed through the locks and dams near Pittsburgh, big chunks of ice began building up behind them. It was about 6:15 a.m. when a towing vessel captain saw sparks.
They tried to arrange the barges as best they could to prepare for this type of thing.
That's Liam LaRue, chief of the Major Marine Investigations at the National Transportation Safety Board. His unit investigated this incident in 2018.
The weight of the ice was too much and ended up breaking a bunch of barges away.
They sunk, ran aground, or were otherwise damaged. Like most accidents, there were a few factors, faulty equipment, for example, but the biggest reason was the rain. High water makes navigating more challenging, and the NTSB is increasingly pointing to heavy rainfall after shipping-related incidents happen.
You know, we'd get a few accidents a week, and they were all just high water-related.
Over the past decade, federal data show that rainfall has contributed to more serious marine accidents in the Ohio watershed, at a time when climate change means more extreme weather. And a KYCIR analysis found more hazardous cargo moving down the Ohio River recently than past years. Dangerous cargo has been an issue before in Louisville. In 1972, much of the Portland neighborhood was evacuated after a barge hauling chlorine gas got lodged in the McAlpin Dam, putting thousands of lives at risk if it had broke.
As a result of this and other frequent casualties, they set up a vessel management system in Louisville.
That's Nick Frischella, director of the Vessel Traffic Service the U.S. Coast Guard runs in Louisville. It's only one of 12 places in the country where the Coast Guard operates this kind of special service to assist with navigation. And it's the only one that's inland. That's because the city's stretch of the Ohio is complicated to navigate. It has narrow bridges and excessive debris. But Frischella says the biggest challenge during high water is the McAlpin locks and dam.
Once these increased river levels and currents and velocities pick up, they create a hazardous condition called an outdraft condition, which is actually pulling a vessel that's trying to transit down through the canal there towards the lock and dam. Sometimes they'll catch them off guard if they're not steering it correctly, or they need the entire channel width to get themselves through there safely.
High water can be so difficult because it actually changes the riverbed, according to Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Tequila Powell.
You get a lot of areas where, you know, silt and mud are pushed up in the area, and that's not usually there. And then a vessel is going down the river, and they ground in that area.
There are some resources to help mariners avoid trouble, like 10-day river forecasts and the Coast Guard's local river guides. But these efforts are short-term. Climate change is taking hold now. But when it comes to its effect on river safety, government agencies aren't focused yet on what's coming downstream. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Alexandra Kanick.